While we're waiting, the Sfarno says, and we redeemed the firstborn son so that because he used to be supposed to work in the Beit HaMikdash, he's not going to do that anymore, so we have to redeem him of his Kedusha. So the Sfarno says, the reason why we redeem him is so that he can engage in mundane activities. He has the status of holiness, and we need to enable him to come down a little bit so that he can engage in whatever the mundane things of this world are. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, wait a minute, you're diminishing his Kedusha, you're bringing him down, and we're celebrating? Why are we celebrating something that's so negative about what's going on? What, he had this great status, his holy status, and he's coming down when we redeem him, and you're happy? What's going on? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that we have to understand what our purpose is in this world. One would think, we understand that we all have a body and we have a soul, we have a guf and a neshama, but one would think that they're two separate entities. There's the guf, there's the body for the physicality, and then there's the neshama, the soul for the spirituality. One would think that these are two, there's a bifurcation, these are two completely different things, exclusive. But in fact, they're one composite entity. There's one thing, there's a person's body which is combined with his soul. The physicality and the spirituality are supposed to come together and be harmonized and used together in this world. So when a person comes into this world, especially a bechor, a firstborn, who has the status of Kiddushah like he's in heaven, he can't use the mundane world right now the way he is. So he needs to come out of that holiness for a little bit so that he can come into the world and harmonize the two and use the two to the point that the spirituality overcomes the physicality. And that's why the Kiddushah, the holiness that he once had, will come back. But that's all of our goals, to re-reach that status that we once had. And that's why in Shavuot, you receive the Torah. One would think only my neshama received the Torah. Only my soul received the Torah. But in fact, not just that is true, but even our bodies also were sanctified at Har Sinai. On Shavuot, we learn a ton of Torah, and we also eat a ton of food. It's a halacha, you have to eat a ton of food on Shavuot. It's not just a matter of, you know, we're all together, we should eat, it's Yom Tov. You have to eat on Shavuot also, because it's about both of them, the physical and the spiritual coming together. And that's why we celebrate this advancement in our baby's life, or he loses that level of Kiddushah, true, but it brings him closer to fulfilling his potential in this world. So thank you everybody for coming. And